streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you already know what it is. It's Rob Boyd, Lucinda checking in around the world. And I just want to thank everybody today, May 1st, that came out to our Homeless Feed program. I want to thank all the people who donate their time every month, people who donate to us to make everything happen and possible for our homeless program down in Phoenix on 12th and Madison. And today was phenomenal. Once again, we was able to feed over 1,000 people. So we want to just thank everybody who donates to us. I mean, because there's so many people that's involved with our organization and our programs as well. And tonight, we just want to bring you someone that's really doing great things in the community of Maricopa, Arizona. We're going to bring you Dr. Gary Miller, and he's going to be talking about his upcoming event and other things that he's doing in the community and beyond as well. And once again, next month, June, will be 7 years that the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show has been on the air worldwide. And we used to just do the show on Wednesday. Now we do the show 7 days a week. You know, it's been requested we do it like that. So we're definitely in the building 7 days a week. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my main man on the line, Mr. Gary Miller. Hello, Dr. Miller.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good, Rob. Lucinda, how are you two doing?
Everything is great, Dr. Miller. You know, first of all, I want to say it's an honor to have you on the radio show tonight. And you didn't know we had a radio show, but yeah, this is the 7th year next month we've been doing this. And I just want you to formally introduce yourself to the world and let them know what work you do here in the community of Maricopa, Arizona, and about your great event that's coming up.
Great. Well, first, I'd like to thank you for inviting me on to your show. And you never cease to amaze me, the wonderful things that you keep doing. And, you know, I'm definitely a supporter of The Streets Don't Love You Back and all the good things that you're doing in our community. Well, first, about me. I am Gary Miller. I'm a doctor of behavioral health, and also I'm a master-level social worker. I wear many hats. I'm a foster parent, health care provider. Also, I'm elected on our local school board, very active in our local city government. But this month of May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and in particularly, May 1st to the 7th is National Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, and that's sponsored by the National Federation of Families for Children's Mental Health. And so on Tuesday the 3rd, we have an event from 6:30 to 8:30 at Copper Sky Recreational Center. The theme is Healthy Families, Resilient Children. Mental health is a family affair. And it's an event dedicated to teaching our community about children's mental health and advocating to improve access to services and celebrate the work that has been done within the city of Maricopa. And we will celebrate the hope, strength of children, youth, and families. Now, you know, we are a young city. You know, we were incorporated in 2003, and for quite some time we were designated as a medically underserved community. And now that we're about 50,000 now, we are moving out of that medically underserved community. At our event, me and myself, I'm going to speak on resiliency, what are personality traits of resiliency, and talk a little bit about stigma. We'll also have our representatives from the school district who works with children that have mental health needs. and also the Arizona Partnership for Children, which is a foster care agency, and they serve here in Maricopa and as well as other Pinal County communities. And actually, we're licensed, my wife and I are licensed through ASPAC, which is the Arizona Partnership for Children. Also, Sun Life Health Center, their behavioral health professional will be there to speak, and as well as IMPACT and the Arizona Counseling and Treatment Center. So the focus will be, you know, speaking about healthy families and resiliency, and also ways to for the community to access services by the community providers that will be there. So it's going to be a great event, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I understand that the city council meets that night as well. Unfortunately, some of the people that were going to speak, that was only night next week that they could, well, actually be this week that they would be able to speak. So I understand Lucinda is graduating from the Citizen Leadership Academy. So congratulations to her and her work in the community as well.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Miller. And like I say, Mr. Miller do a lot of great things around the community. And also, if someone outside of Maricopa would like to come to that event, do you have the address to Copper Sky, or would they have to Google that up?
It's Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is what I think that's what the address is when you do a Google search, which is off of John Wayne Parkway. I don't know the exact address, but when I looked it up, it just says Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. So it's the big building. Can't miss it.
You definitely can't miss it right here in Maricopa, Arizona.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, do you mind if I talk a little bit about resiliency and a little bit about what I'll be talking about?
I definitely would like you to talk about that because the whole world is listening to you. Yes, indeed.
All right. So, well, you know, what is resiliency? And, you know, the definition of resiliency is the ability to adapt well to such things as significant stress, trauma, and adversity. And it's important to differentiate the term resilient and resiliency because the definition resilient refers to a dynamic process of adaption to significant adversity, while resiliency refers to a personal trait rather than a process. So resilience is a process, resiliency is a trait. And resilience does not mean that people are worry-free and unaffected by the natural or unnatural chaos that we experience in daily life. Instead, means emerging from a stressful situation, feeling normal, and perhaps even stronger than before. And there is some really good work done by Emmy Warner. She was a survivor of World War II bombings as a child and became a pioneer in the area of resilience research in the 50s. And she did longitudinal studies of at-risk youth from age birth to 32. So longitudinal means that they basically stuck with them throughout their life. And she identified important traits, personality traits, of resilience in at-risk youth. And so the skills needed to make and keep friends, including a sense of humor, was very important, like problem-solving skills, which may be linked to parental competence, especially during the first year of life. You know that 0 to 5 is really important for developing the personality. And internal locus of control, or the ability to recognize that a person has control over much of what happens to him or her. So the internal locus of control means that I'm responsible, you know, for, you know, what I do, whereas an external locus of control is, you know, somebody who, you know, might say it's, you know, based on luck or, you know, something else other than myself. So an internal locus of control is very important for resilience and at-risk youth. Also hope, including a sense of purpose and a success orientation. A warm, positive relationship with at least one other person. So, you know, relationship is very important. And Faith and prayer was also found to be very important for resilience in at-risk youth. And so as a clinician myself, you know, I can definitely attest to the resilience of humanity and the courage of the human spirit, you know, the joy of participating in healing another person and the personal growth that results from journeying with survivors of trauma. You know, and we discover that those who cope best with trauma are those who have insight into their emotional impact of what they had been through and are able to express their feelings to another about traumatizing events. So you can see where, you know, relationship and also, you know, faith and prayers of believing somebody, you know, that there's a somebody higher than themselves. And in the 90s, it was interesting, Dr. Frederick Flock, he also identified very important resilience in people as well. And he wrote a really good book titled The Power to Bounce Back When the Going Gets Tough. Because, you know, resilience is all about, you know, bouncing back from, you know, a traumatic experience in life, you know, whether it be, you know, childhood depression or, you know, bereavement from a loss of family member or, you know, being homeless or, you know, being in war. I mean, there's a lot of different, even now, natural disasters. I mean, there's been so many natural disasters around the world. You know, I think that probably all of us, you know, have either experienced a natural disaster or we've know somebody that has. And so what he found was that the personality traits was, I'm just going to kind of read them off, and you'll notice that his and Dr. Warner's kind of overlap as well. But he found that insight into oneself and others, high self-esteem, ability to learn from experience, high tolerance for stress, low tolerance for outrageous behaviors, being open-minded, having courage, personal discipline, creativity, integrity, sense of humor, a constructive philosophy of life that gives it meaning, and a willingness to dream dreams that can inspire and give genuine hope. And, you know, the last decade of empirical research on resilience has attempted to understand the underlying protective processes of resilience and contribute to positive outcomes. And one of these studies found that between 30 and 90% of people who suffer from some form of traumatic event eventually experience some positive change as well. So really what that means is, you know, 30 to 90%, I mean, that's a pretty big range, but, you know, that we as human beings, we have a healing process that's built inside of us that I believe it's, you know, from our creator, God, who put inside us, you know, this healing process. And but there are some that, you know, they don't, you know, who do suffer and, you know, it might be, you know, different biological reasons or personality reasons or opportunity, you know, if we don't have a mentor or, you know, sometimes it's easy not to have a sense of humor when, you know, we're continuously, you know, surrounded by chaos. But it's, you know, that ability to be able to, you know, bounce back and, you know, kind of reframe the way that we're thinking. And, you know, people may change their life philosophy and learn to appreciate each day to the fullest and reevaluate what really matters to them and to us. And they may believe that their experience made them wiser or encouraged them to act more selflessly, you know, in the service of others. You know, we've heard of the golden rule, do upon others as we want to be, you know, done to us. But, you know, there's also what's called the silver rule. And the silver rule is basically that, you know, it's all about empathy, that whenever I place myself in somebody else's shoes, then I can understand where that person has been. But we have to kind of, you know, get outside ourselves to be able to have that empathy, you know, and then we may, you know, dedicate ourselves to social renewal or political activism to, you know, help with our resilience. And, you know, I think that's for victims of abuse, you know, I think, you know, being able to be involved in the system and help transform in the system is very empowering, you know, and to enhance our relationships and you know, valuing our friends and family is very, you know, rewarding, and those traits for us to be able to bounce back. And, you know, I just believe that, you know, I thank God, and I think, you know, every day that I wake up and I'm very happy to, you know, to be blessed. And, you know, we are surrounded by chaos. You know, the world that we live in is, you know, there's a lot of greatness, but, you know, there's, well, you know, a lot of things that don't really go our way that we don't, you know, like. But, you know, I know I've learned through my experience, you know, about, you know, why do bad things happen to good people, you know, and I've learned that, you know, it's, those are, you know, like putting that thorn in my side, you know, that thorn's in my side in order for me to be able to learn from that experience. And, you know, I can give you a personal example of being a foster father, you know, and having two children and, you know, adopting them, and they're, you know, two very active boys, and one of them is reactive attachment disorder, and, you know, very, very challenging. And, you know, my wife and I both are mental health professionals, so, you know, they're in good hands, but, you know, even with our experience, it's, you know, very, very hard. You know, it's hard to be a parent, but at the same time, very rewarding. And so we got to the point where, you know, you know, they started doing pretty well. So we opened up our, you know, some more beds, and we went from having two children to four children. And then, you know, and that kind of brought out some more challenges. And then we kind of built up our resilience and we're like, all right, well, dude, we're doing good. And then we had another child. So then we had five children, you know, and two dogs and, you know, working and all that. And, you know, it was pretty tough. We got to the point where we built up more resilience and we're able to work through that. Then the three kids, they left, and we were back down to two. And it was like, oh, my God, it's so calm here. You know, it's like, I can't stand this. You know, we need more children. You know, we need more chaos. But it's just, you know, part of the human, our, how we adapt, you know. And, you know, it's a good experience. So, you know, that's some of the things we'll talk about.
Definitely. And, yeah. And we just want to say we're honored to have you on the show tonight, Dr. Miller, and you and your wife, from what I'm listening to and the world is listening to, you're both doing a phenomenal job, you know. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to a few commercials, pay a few bills, and we're going to be right back with my main man, Dr. Miller, in the building. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Sounds great.
Our success, home smart success, home smart success. Home smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sis. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344. Or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. Alright? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com, and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
Times on my knees, I look to the sky. lonely. Someone heavily. Many nights I wish I could fly through the clouds so I can have a conversation with the Most High. I'd ask him, where's my girl? The one you made for me to have eternally. In my life, think I found my what to do. You got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. So to the future, baby, you stay down. There's no maybes. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
To make it die, indeed I swore all the time, but she never pined as a wine,
yes.
Just sitting back patiently waiting on daddy to fly, on them G5 jets, first class flights to cloud nine,
yeah.
With her Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine, listening like an angel, so bright she could blind, any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out, God, I'm so high,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The Streets Definitely Don't Love You Back. Like I said, we're paying a few dues, and we're going to be right back with my main man, Dr. Gary Miller, definitely in the building, straight up out of Maricopa, Arizona, and you're hearing him worldwide. You feel me? On every continent that's moving. This next track right here, Ballin' Out of Control, I wrote this song and produced this song in 2004, and we still rocking with it. You dig what I'm saying? Years later. So we finna ball out of control with my main man, Dr. Miller, for a couple minutes before we bring you back in.
Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court.
court, ball with me off the court, my friends. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Go where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're balling out of control, my people. We're balling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? We're balling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control and here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Like I told you, we back in the building with my main man, Dr. Gary Miller. We finna bring him back in. And it's all good, man. My man, Dr. Miller, he do great work in the community, and I'm honored to have him on the show tonight. So we're going to bring my main man back in.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks
yeah,
a lot, you're Ron.
Back in,
you
know? Dr. Miller. Without a doubt,
right.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know how we roll. So that's how we do it here in the
yeah.
COPA, you know. Is we got to definitely have a really good community here, you know. You know, if I don't
yeah.
mind, if you don't mind me just leaving your people that are listening, you know, something to help transform me, you know, in my life, because you know I am a doctor, and you know, obviously I've worked pretty hard at that, and but
yeah.
you know, it's never been easy for me. It's never been easy. You know, everything that I wanted to do, you know, it just I had to like work twice as hard. You know, I'm the first person in my family to graduate high school, let alone go to college, and. You know, I wanted to become a lawyer because, you know, my mom said I was, you know, really good at arguing. So I've been planted that seed. And then after I graduated, you know, from, you know, with political science degree and, you know, I couldn't get into law school. And I tried and tried. And, you know, God just learned that God has a different plan for us. And, you know, we got to, like surfing, you know, we just got to learn how to, you know, catch the right waves and be aware when those waves of opportunity come in, you know, for us. So, you know, I know that I wouldn't be a good lawyer, and, you know, I'm definitely at the right spot where, you know, I should be. And, you know, I just learned that, you know, especially in our Western culture, you know, we have this relative thinking, you know, that, you know, it's either, you know, plus or minus or, you know, good or bad. And, you know, I think it's very easy to get stuck in that relative type thinking. And, you know, we cannot, I think Dr. Einstein said best, you know, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking, you know, that we used when we, you know, created those problems. You know, we got to kind of think differently. And I believe, you know, as human beings that are our purpose, you know, because we do live in this relative world, you know, it kind of goes back to that damn apple, you know. And, you know, I think that it's our, you know, in terms of problem solving, it's, you know, to find the absolute solution, you know, the absolute. Versus, you know, that relative thinking. And for me, you know, that's what really helped me to, you know, not giving up and to be able to kind of think differently about a problem and to be able to solve that. And, you know, that's kind of what helped me to excel me where I am today. And, you know, I definitely praise God you know, praise the mentors and my relationships, and, you know, I have a good sense of humor, and, you know, those are the things that kind of pulled me out of, you know, my experiences, you know, as you know, growing up. And, you know, if it wasn't for that, you know, I wouldn't be here talking to you and, you know, your listeners today. So praise be to God.
Amen. We appreciate that. You got like you got 3 more minutes on the air, Mr. Miller. And what is the focal point of your last words on the show, which you like to let all the listeners around the world know about Mr. Dr. Gary Miller?
Well, I just, you know, just some life, you know. Have you ever seen that little cartoon picture of the stork eating the frog, and it says never give up, and the frog's choking the stork? You ever seen that picture, Rob?
No, I've never seen that one, Mr. Miller.
I think, you know, for me, that kind of really sets, you know, it's just, that's life, you know, and, you know, it's just a picture of the stork eating the frog, and the frog's in the stork's mouth, and the frog has the stork, or his hands around the stork's neck, that says, you know, never give up. And, you know, that's life, you know. We can't give up. We got to keep moving forward. And, you know, even things that, you know, things don't go, you know, our way, that, you know, we just got to, you know, continue that sense of hope. And, you know, we just got to, you know, keep a good sense of humor, because, you know, that's what helps, you know, with our resiliency, and, you know, to be able to reframe, you know, our thinking, and, you know, not get really trapped in the same, you know, thinking, and, you know, to be able to move forward. And, you know, I think that that's what's important in terms of building resiliency. And, you know, in terms of stigma, you know, especially with mental health, you know, I know we've all heard of the term of a dysfunctional family, you know, or dysfunctional, you know, person. And, you know, as a social worker, I don't, you know, believe in that, because, you know, the way to reframe it is a family is a system, you know, just like an engine, you know, that, you know, you got all these pieces that kind of work together, and, you know, no, you know, they may appear dysfunctional, but, you know, there's some glue that keeps that family together, you know, whatever it may be. It's like whenever, you know, we do like family therapy, and, you know, what our focus is to find what that glue is. And so just by looking at, you know, somebody or the family as being dysfunctional, you know, that creates a lot of stigma. And really what it's about is unhealthy and healthy behavior. And so, you know, there are some unhealthy family dynamics, or, you know, maybe a person may have some unhealthy behavior that, you know, needs to be worked on. But, you know, I just really encourage people to, you know, kind of erase that term of dysfunctional family out of their head, and, you know, start looking at it as healthy and unhealthy behaviors. Because, you know, that when we look at, you know, quality of life, and, you know, we're looking especially in health-related quality of life, you know, that's really what it's about. It's about healthy and unhealthy behaviors, you know, within a system. And you can, you know, that transcends with any system, whether it's a school system or government system or family system or, you know, whatever system you can think of. It's, you know, really about healthy and unhealthy behaviors. So, you know, and that's one of the good things, one of the good provisions with the Affordable Care Act that, you know, we're really focusing on now, is that quality of life. So I do see a lot of good things, you know, with that, in terms of, you know, helping break those stigmas. And, you know, we have a lot of work, you know, good people like you and your wife Lucinda, and, you know, others, you know, that's what we do, is try to break those stigmas and, you know, keep people moving forward, you know, because life's not easy. You know, it seems like you'd be getting more chaotic every day, you know, but it's not always been like that. But, you know, but I tell you, there's been a lot of eye-opening events around the world, you know, whether it's be terrorism or natural disasters. I mean, there's a lot of trauma that we're dealing with, and it seems like now we're being desensitized to it, you know. So yeah. I just, you know, I think I'm learning more about the power of prayer, and, you know, I think prayer is very important. And, you know, just to keep our faith and, you know, really keep focus on our community. And, you know, I definitely encourage, you know, people, you know, and around the world to be able to really focus on their community and engage, you know, start with your family and, you know, become active citizens in your community, instead of just, you know, complaining and talking about what a perfect world will be. You know, go out there and be that mover and shaker and do something, you know, and do some positive change. And that's what it's about. You know, go down to Phoenix and, you know, feeding the homeless. And I mean, those are that's wonderful, you know, what you
appreciate
do
it.
And you know, that's great.
We appreciate it, Dr. Miller. And give them, before we let you go, Dr. Miller, give them that once again. Where is that event going to be, and date and time before we go?
The event's Healthy Families, Resilient Children, Mental Health is a Family Affair. It's in coordination for the National Children's Mental Health Awareness Week, which is our event is Tuesday, May 3rd in the city of Maricopa at our Copper Sky Recreational Center. The address is Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Maricopa, Arizona, 85138. We will have representatives from MUSD 20, Arizona Partnership for Children, Sun Life Health Center, Impact, and the Arizona Counseling and Treatment Center. So
that's
it'll be definitely a great event, and encourage people to come and to learn and contribute to, you know, to the dialogue.
Yes, indeed. So you heard that right from my main man himself, Dr. Gary Miller, definitely in the building. He stay in the building and straight up out of Maricopa, Arizona, doing great work, him and his lovely wife as well. So we want to send much love to him and his wife, his whole family. And we're going to do a song. Mr. Gary Miller was talking about the Never Give Up. We got a song called Never Give Up by my homeboy out of California. You dig? So we're going to play that for him and his family and everybody around the world to never give up. And we want to thank you, Dr. Miller, for being a guest on the show tonight. And we're going to spin that last song for you before you depart, okay?
Hey, I love it. Thanks be to God.
My man, we'll be right back.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
Okay. Sir.
Cause the key to success
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you already know, man, Never Give Up is always a smash on the radio show, and we dedicated man, Dr. Gary Miller, his lovely wife, his whole team, and everybody around the world, you know what I mean, that's going through a little something that might want to give up. Never give up, because if you ain't in the race, you definitely don't know if you can win and hit the finish line. So keep moving forward, and once again, we thank my homeboy, Dr. Gary Miller, for joining us tonight. And we're going to keep moving forward with the hip-hop show now, you know what I'm saying? So don't forget, Copper Sky, this Tuesday. That's going to be my man, Dr. Gary Miller, event coming up. It's going to be a great event. So no matter where you're at in Arizona, go out and see what's up with that great event and learn some great things, you know? So we're going to get right into the music, you dig?
Yeah, Born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Greats. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame with my pen verse, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict, I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent, soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll, the dark side won't stop sucking at my soul, evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus, hard to fix, man, if your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system, it be like extra, extra, read all about it, waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with, just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity sell success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak-hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder land rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle finger to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the dog. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
Down like you say you down.
Are you down like you say you down?
Are you down like you say you down?
Are you down like you say you down?
Love like you. say it's love, like you 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 say that people give us, and we just want to thank everybody, you know, around the world, because this is a global thing, you know. It's just not a one-city thing. Making a difference is a global thing. You start off in your own community, and then you take it around the world, and we have did that. So we just want to thank everybody who definitely rocked with us, you know. So we're going to keep moving forward. You know, once again, happy birthday to my main man, Mac.
Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sit. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless. Hello.
Hello,
my name is Calvin Jack Winfield, and I have a public service announcement to make on behalf of the Streets Don't Love You Back, and also speaking in third person for our senator, Mrs. Catherine Miranda. I am Senator Catherine Miranda, representing District 27. I am seeking support for my re-election in the Senate. I have represented the people for the last 6 years, but I'm still in the middle of a lot of unfinished business and work that needs to be completed. There are many organizations that are making a difference in our community. The Streets Don't Love You Back is at the top of my priority list because this organization changes lives. The real stories with real people can only make real changes. As your state senator and your support for my re-election, I continue to support and help the Streets Don't Love You Back move forward and be the movement that changes lives.
I am State Senator Catherine Miranda, and I approve this message.
Looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you.
Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 3, features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, aight?
Yeah.
Streets don't love you back. I come from the air where we move that crap. That was up down, so we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.
Love You Back presents Son of a Preacher documentary and soundtrack. Now both will be available to you on May 17, 2016. Plus, the documentary will be on DVD. Make sure you go look for it on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon, and all digital outlets as well. So make sure you stay tuned, because it's about to go down. But in the meantime, go to www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. And yeah, it's spelled just like that. It's not a game. You stay in the building, and we stay moving forward. You dig?
Boy Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the boy bought, baby. You played yourself. Featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets.
You played yourself.
Go cop that.
You played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was there.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. We're doing this thing 7 days a week, major, you dig? Once again, if you would like to advertise on the show, if you would like to be a guest on the show, if you got some good information that you would like us to speak on the show, some awareness or somebody's birthday or somebody's doing some good in your community around the world, get at us. streetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. Send that information in to us, and we'll definitely accommodate you and put that around the world for you. Once again, we want to say happy birthday to my main man, Mac. Want to thank everybody who came out to the homeless feed. Want to thank all our people who donate, all our people who volunteers every month. So get involved with the organization, streetsdontloveyouback.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Join us every night, 8:30 p.m. West Coast time, 11:30 p.m. East Coast time. We stay in the building. We stay moving forward. Peace out.